We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Nun Zayin Siv Ches. Says the Mechaber, Af al pi shemutar lahashos kedera al gabei kira sheyesh bel gechalim al pi hadrachos shenisbaru b'siman reish nun gimel. Even though we have established there are mutter ways of performing shehia on a stovetop before Shabbos, imhu mechusav b'gadim, if the pot is covered in clothing, it's completely surrounded in clothing. Even though the clothes themselves do not add any heat, since the fire beneath it causes heat to be added, and mimela the begadim add heat as well, this is asr. This is what we established yesterday, that you cannot put a pot on a hot plate and wrap it completely in towels even before Shabbos, because this will be aser mishum hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel umihu kol shehu be'ingin she'enar begadim novim bekedera. However, if the clothes are not touching the pot, afal pi sheyesh eshachta, even if there is a flame underneath it, kevin she'en osa derech hatmana shari, since it is not being done b'derech hatmana, since the begadim are not completely touching the pot, it is going to be mutter. Helka checha shemaymid kedera al gabi kira o kofach sheyesh bahem gechalim ve'en shuli hakedera nogim b'gechalim shihui mikri u'mutter al pi drachem shenis barbas and reish and gimel. Therefore, it will be mutter to put the pot on the kira or the kofach if the bottom of the pot is not touching directly on the coals. V'im nasan al hakedera kli rachav she'inu nogea b'tzidi hakedera v'nasan begadim al oso kli rachav mutter. And if it is on the fire and you put a piece of metal or something of that sort on top of the kedera, and then you drape the clothing over it, then it's going to be mutter. Since the begadim are really on that piece of metal and not wrapped on the pot, ain kan atmana. This is not atmana. As we said, it's only if the begadim are directly touching the kedera. And it'll also be mutter to put a pot into a tanner, vushalote kedera no gas begachalim, as long as the kedera is not touching directly to the coals. V'yafal pisha mechasa piyal tanner begadim, even if you cover the tanner with begadim, kevin she'en begadim nogim kedera lav adman hivashari, since the begadim are not directly touching the kedera, it is going to be mutter. This is a tremendous heter for us lamaisa as well, because if you put food on a blech from before Shabbos, or on a hot plate from before Shabbos, and you drape a blanket over it, or such as those blankets that are specially made with a kavod Shabbos kodesh on it that are draped over the pots, even though one might think that it is an issue of hatmana, as long as the pots are not completely wrapped in the blanket, rather the blanket is just draped over the pots, then it is going to be mutter. As long as the item which you are using to be matmin is not completely wrapped on the pot, it is going to be mutter to perform hatmana in such a fashion.